Thank you for joining us at Living Word NRA's podcast. We are a church who worships God and advances His kingdom. For more messages and content, be sure to follow us and subscribe to our channel for you to stay connected.
But this time, we will be challenged, no, to look into the depths of our hearts like David in Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24. Let us all stand up and let's read these verses together. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's pray. Father, Lord, thank you so much for bringing us here. Thank you so much, O God, for sustaining us, Lord. It is indeed your grace alone, O Father God. And Father, Lord, may you, O God, fill this place, O God, with your presence, Lord. May you, O God, reveal, O God, your grace to us tonight, Lord. As we uncover, O Father God, your word, may you speak to us, O Lord God. And Father, Lord, cover me as well, O God. Use me as your vessel for tonight, O Father God. Let every words alone, O God, be glorifying to your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Take your seats. Tonight's message and prayer is simply entitled, Search Me. When was the last time you prayed, Search me, God, and know my heart? This morning. Who has seriously prayed this prayer before? Praise God. James Montgomery Boyce said, when prayed sincerely, this is something of a dangerous prayer, worthy yet dangerous. It is a serious thing to pray because it invites painful exposures and surgery if we truly mean it. Still, it is what every wise believer should desire. Praying this is like undergoing a surgery awake, no? Kamataka, with no anesthesia, while the surgeon God is talking with you and showing you the defective organs. Can you imagine how painful that is? This search me prayer will confront you with things you do not want to expose and will change the way you see yourself. So this prayer is only for those who seriously desire to grow in maturity and in Christ's likeness. Because not only this is the prayer difficult to pray sincerely, but it's even more challenging to apply and live out. You will need the courage to live up the changes God wants you to work in you. That's why I'm thankful that we already prepped up, you know, with Brother Arnold in praying bold prayers. Because even though this is the most intimate prayer among the breakthrough prayers, we still need the boldness, no, from the Holy Spirit, because the opposition to search me prayers will come from ourselves. No? But I really hope that we will all take the challenge and be done with safe prayers. Because following Jesus was never meant to be safe. Jesus did not save us to live a life of comfort, but a life of faith. So tonight, we will endeavor to really understand what this prayer is about. So we will be equipped to make this prayer part of our regular daily prayers. And to do this, we'll break it into four, no? Four lines or parts. First, search my heart, reveal my fears, uncover my sins, and lead me. And we'll do something different tonight, no? After I expound each of the line, we'll go into prayer, no? And apply it. So for those who are watching online tonight, just stop what you're doing. Just focus, listen, and, you know, pray with us as well. Okay? Are you ready? Okay. The first line that David prays here is, "Search me, God, and know my heart," or simply, "Search my heart." When we pray, "Search my heart," we're asking God to show us what is in our hearts. We are also asking Him to make us see how He sees our heart. We want God to show us what and how He sees our hearts. No? But why do we need God's help to know what's in our heart? It's because we are not capable, no, of making a proper and honest evaluation of ourselves. Wala jud. No man is. Again, Jeremiah 17:9 says, no? The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? Our hearts are deceitful. We are all liars. Kasi wala na makak diri or wala ka pa makak. No? Kitatanan, no? We are deceivers. And our most common victim is ourselves. And what is the most common lie we tell to ourselves about our hearts? Jeremiah enlightened us, who really knows how bad it is? Meaning, we lie to ourselves about how bad our hearts really are. We say, I admit I am a sinner, but I am not that bad. Di mo ko mabigiro, pero maayo lang gud ko. Di ba? I'm not materialistic. I just need nice things. I'm not a gossip. I never gossip. Gishare to na ako para maampuan sad ka. O diba? I'm not that bad. We honestly believe we are really good at heart. We sometimes say, Lord, you know my heart, implying that God sees the goodness of our hearts despite of what we did wrong. No? But what God really sees in us is a wicked heart. A heart keeps on wandering away from His path. What we need to understand and accept is that without Christ, we do not have a good heart. No? Without Christ, we are worse than we think we are. We cannot see the real condition of our hearts unless God shows us. So we need to pray, Lord, search my heart. Show me what you see and how I have broken your heart. And God will show you things in your heart that are not pure. Idols of your heart that you didn't think or don't want to admit there are there, no? Like pride, selfishness, envy, lust, unforgiveness. You will not like what you will see and what God sees in your heart. And your heart will break because you realize that you have broken God's heart. This process can be painful, but it will bring you into deeper intimacy with God. It's a dangerous prayer, right? But it's one that can make you closer to God. So why don't we take this time to pray? No? Again, I mentioned ganina, after I expound, let's pray for this prayer. So let's bow down our head. Let's close our eyes. You may want to take note or want to note down what God will be showing you as we pray. Let's pray. Search me, God, and know my heart. Allow God to look deep into the depths of your deceitful heart. Ask God to show you the idols of your heart, like pride, unforgiveness, envy, lust, self-centeredness, and other secret sins. Lord, search our hearts. Show us what you see in our hearts, O God. Show us how we have broken your heart, Lord. Amen. Amen. Next, David prayed, no? Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Essentially, he prayed, reveal my fears, which is our second point. Anxious thoughts here are not about, no, fear of snakes, spiders, or cockroaches, but more about our inner focus, or inner fears, rather, that keep us awake at night, like losing your job or source of income, fear of getting infected with COVID, dying or losing somebody that you love dearly, or the fear of the future of your children. Many people are afraid of failing. Not just the students. We, adults, can be so driven because we are so afraid to fail. But why do we fear? But why do fears matter? Ano man? Isn't it normal for people to have fears? Why do we need to pray for God to reveal our fears? First, it's because what we fear the most reveals where we trust God the least. Again, what we fear the most reveals where we trust God the least. Think about that. When we are controlled by fear, we are no longer trusting God for it. No? I'm so afraid that my marriage is failing. I'm not trusting God with my marriage. I'm afraid about my bills. I'm not trusting God to be my provider. I'm afraid of my children's safety. I'm not trusting my children to God. Whatever you fear the most, that is what or where you trust God the least. The other reason why we fear matter is God wants us to overcome our fears because our fears keep us from being obedient. Yes, our fears stop us from doing the will of God and fulfilling His purposes. It is our fears that whisper to us excuses like, I'm not ready. I don't have the skills. I don't have enough funds. My family needs me. It is our fears that hinder us from praying, Lord, send me. Lord, make me bold. Lord, break my heart. Lord, speak to me. But when we pray, reveal my fears, God will reveal things to you about your fears that you have not been willing to acknowledge for years. No? Mga tinaguan ba? That's why it is a dangerous prayer. But I will still invite you to pray. Again, let's bow down our head. Let's close our eyes. And let's pray. Lord, test me and know my anxious thoughts. Right now, ask God to show you what you fear the most. What fears keep you awake at night? what fears keep you from obeying God? The fears hidden in your hearts that we have not been willing to acknowledge. Lord, reveal our fears. Show us where we are afraid the most. Show us the fears hidden in our hearts. Amen. Amen. The third part of David's prayer is, see if there is any offensive way in me. Here he is asking God to uncover my sins or the ways that I have offended others. Have you noticed it is difficult to see our own sins, but it's so easy, no, to find everybody else's sin. What's worse is that we are quick to accuse others of their sins, but we excuse ours. This is the other way that we deceive ourselves. Mga evading tactics na to ba? Di ba? Abti kayo? Jesus warns us about this in Matthew 7 verses 3 to 5 says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take that plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. To pray and cover my sins is to obey what Jesus says here in verse 5, no? First, take the plank out of your own eye. And to help do this, here are three questions to ask, no? As we pray, uncover my sins. First, ask, what sin is God convicting me? It may come from reading the Word of God or hearing a sermon, or while praying, or you start to do something that isn't pleasing to him and you feel a sting of conviction, that's his Holy Spirit answering your prayer to uncover your sins. Another question we can ask is, what sin is others trying to point out in me? Especially the people who are closest to you, the ones who love you and care about your growth in the Lord, be humble and listen to what they are saying when trying to correct you. Pray to God to help you see what they see in you. And lastly, ask yourself, where am I most defensive? This is the area that brings up your defenses and makes you respond in anger or in making excuses or passing the blame. Most likely, there's something there that needs to be clear, dealt with, but you're not willing to deal with it. No? When you have the courage to pray this, uncover my sins, God will point out the things that you'd been trying to get away for a long time. God will point out sins that you're trying to deny. It's time to stop denying the truth and ignoring that sin. So again, let us pray and ask God to uncover our sins. Again, let's all bow down our heads and close our eyes. Lord, see if there is any offensive way in me. Ask God to show your sins as you reflect these questions. What sin is God convicting me? What sin are others trying to point out in me? Where am I most defensive? Lord, uncover our sins. Show us our offensive ways, offensive to you, offensive to others. Amen. Amen. We have prayed, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me. So how do you feel right now? Now that you see how wicked your heart is. Now that you know your fears and your lack of faith, and how these fears overshadow your fear of God. How does it feel to be confronted with sins and how you have hurt others? What are you feeling? Conviction? Shame? Guilt? Are you broken? Don't be discouraged, because you are exactly where God wants you to be right now. God desires your brokenness and repentance. Psalm 51 verse 17 says, "The sacrifice God desires is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God." God also desires your honesty and confession. John, 1 John 1, 8 to 9 says, "If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness." Brothers and sisters, all that God has revealed tonight, it all comes down to this. It is meant to point you directly to your need for Jesus. It points directly to your need for the cross. And so David ends his prayer with this, "And lead me in the way everlasting." And that is our fourth point. Lead me. When we pray, "Search my heart, reveal my fears, uncover my sins," we can clearly see that our greatest need is for Jesus. So we pray, "Lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me to Jesus, the way everlasting." We see how much we need Jesus and His grace for forgiveness and restoration. His freedom and power, His boldness. Jesus, we need you. Take that need directly to Jesus. Let Him meet that need and conform you into His image. So again, let's do this, no? Pray sincerely. Take our need for Jesus. Take our need for Jesus in prayer. So again, I invite you to bow down your head, close your eyes. Jesus, lead me in the way everlasting. Take this time to confess your sins of the heart, your fears, and your offensive ways. Ask God for the grace to sincerely repent. Now ask God to lead you to the cross of Jesus and receive His grace, forgiveness, and restoration. Jesus died on the cross, suffered, died once and for all, and cleanses us our sins. Lord, you have searched us and are convicting us about our hearts, fears, and sins. We confess, Lord, that we have sinned against you first and foremost. We repent, Lord, and turn away from our sins. Jesus, thank you for forgiving and cleansing us with your blood. Thank you for the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Did you receive a refreshing from the Lord? How do you feel? Were you able to see the cross anew? I hope you encounter the Lord as we pray tonight. When God shows you your deceitful heart and you respond in repentance, it will lead you to experience Jesus' love and mercy anew in a deeper way. When God shows you your fears and you respond in surrender and trust, it will lead you to experience freedom, joy, and peace in fulfilling His will and purposes. When God shows you your offensive ways and you respond in confession, it will lead you to receive God's forgiveness and restoration into a sweet fellowship with Him. It's a dangerous prayer. It's a breakthrough prayer. But it's a prayer that can transform your life. So make this regular part of our daily prayers. Amen? Let's end with praying again this prayer. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's pray. Father, Lord, thank you so much, O God, for speaking us tonight, Lord, revealing our hearts, O God. Thank you, O God, for refreshing us, O God, for seeing, O God, you. We are so complacent, O Father God. It becomes so common, O God, Lord. Christianity becomes so common. And sometimes, Lord, we feel, O God, away from you, Lord. And so, Father God, thank you for convicting us tonight. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you for the mercy, O Lord God, for the grace that you showered upon us. Thank you for Jesus, O Father, Lord. Thank you for Jesus, O God. And Lord, may this prayer, O Father God, may this search me prayer, O Father God, will be part of our daily prayers, O Lord God, so that we will have a sweet fellowship in you day after day, O Lord God. To you be the honor, praises and thanks, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So this time around, we'll have actually just only one congregational prayer item, no? Can you flash it to the screen? Pray for our leaders, staff, and volunteers. No? Spiritual growth and maturity, protection from COVID, and joy in serving every week. I'd like to invite Matt, Brother Matt or Pastor Matt, to pray for this prayer item. And then we'll ask Pastor Nick for our individual specific items.
Yeah, kindly please stand. Let's pray this prayer for our congregation. Let's pray for our leaders, staff, and volunteers. And let ourselves to come to God with a humble heart so that we can pray a spiritual growth and maturity, protection from COVID, and joy in serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, you are God. Lord, we trust you, O Father, O God. We trust you our lives, O Lord, O God. And we thank you, God, for giving us, O Lord, everything we need. We thank you, Father, O God, for this great privilege that you have given us tonight, O Father, that we can come to you, O Lord, in prayer, O Father, O God. And help us, O Father, O God, and by that prayer, O God, that we can come to you, O Lord, O God, with boldness in our hearts, O Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, Lord, that we have searched our hearts, O God. Lord, if there's anything, O Father, that hinders us, O Lord, to come to you, O Lord, O God, we pray, O God, Lord, that you will remove all these things, O Father, so that we can come to you, to your throne of grace tonight, O Father. And Lord, we thank you, O God, and we lift up to you, O Father, O God, our volunteers, our leaders, our pastors, and all of us here, O God, Lord, that you will continue, O Father, O God, to strengthen us, O Lord, O God. Give us spiritual strength and help us, O Father, O God, to grow, O Father, in maturity, O Father, O God, Lord. We pray, O Father, O God, that you will help us, O Father, O God, Lord, that we can continue, O Father, O God, to walk with you, O Father, O God. Help us, O Father, O God, that we'll be united, O Father, with you, Lord God. Let our spirit, O Father, O God, be in you, Father God, be one with you, Lord, O Father. And Father, Lord God, we thank you, God, Lord, that you always hear us, O Father, every time we pray. And Lord, I believe, O God, that you are just there, O Lord, O God. You will not allow us, O God, Lord, to ponder, O Lord, O God. You will not leave us nor forsake us, O Father. So, Father, we just ask you, Lord, O God, and lift up this prayer to you, O Father, O God, Lord. Asking to you, O God, Lord, that you will hear us and you will hear this prayer, O Father, O God. Even, Father, O God, Lord, we pray, O Father, the situation of our country, and not only in this country, not only in this place, O Father, O God, but the whole world with this pandemic, O Lord, O Father. And Lord, we come to you, Father, O God, that you will give us protection, O Father, O God. May you expand your hand, stretch your hand, O Father, O God, and cover us, O God, Lord, with your hands of protection, O Father, O God, with your mighty hands, O Lord, O God. Protect us from this pandemic. Protect us, O Lord, from this virus, O Father, O God, from this COVID, O Father, O God, Lord. Father, there is no impossible with you, O Lord, O God. And we believe, O Lord, O God, that you are the Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. You are the great physician, O Father. You are the great doctor, O Father, O God. And by your word, O Father, O God, everything will come, O Father. Lord, we just trust you, O Father, O God, Lord. Because we cannot do, Father. We cannot do, O Father, anything, O Father, apart from you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, O God, Lord, for giving this protection, O Father, O God, to each and every one of us. Even in the congregation, all of us, O Father, O God, even the other churches, O Father, O God, Christian churches, O Lord, O God, I pray, O God, Lord, that you will also protect them from this COVID, O Father. Lord, we thank you that you are so kind to us, O Father, that you are so merciful to us, O Lord, O God. Lord, we believe that your mercies are new every morning, O Father, O God. We owe you everything, O Father. Wala gin mi amo, Lord, O Father, God. Imo ang tanan Ginoo, we are yours, O Father, O God, Lord. You own everything, O Father, O God. You're the creator of earth. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords, O Father, O God. Lord, help us, O Father, O God, that we have the joy in serving you, O Father, O God. Every week, every day, and every hour, O Father, O God, that we can come to you, O Father, O God, with boldness in our hearts, O Father, O God. And thank you, Father, O God, that we can speak to you, Father, O God, Lord. And allow us also, Father, that as you speak, we listen to you, O Father, O God. And help us, O Lord, that in everything we do, O Father, O God, that we can be still and know that you are God. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.